Old notes, solid air to it, and by Irish key.
I'm told there's no loudspeakers, so I've got, there's no mics, I've got to speak louder. But we said yesterday, may Hashem ani loshen, the other marchilein. I can think, but I want to say whether my voice will work, whether it'll carry, not up to me. Okay. I saw Shabbos, this Shabbos, Shabbos Azinu, it's not on the parsha, but it's Moedi. This is a very, very special Shabbos. The most special Shabbos in the year is the Shabbos Azinu. Why? Shabbos, the Kirch of Shabbos is twofold. First of all, Shabbos is Yom HaShvi'i, the end of the week, the culmination of the week. So all the Hasagas, all the Oiros, all the Mitzvahs, all the Kirchas, the Kedusha that we made during the week are all come together on the Shabbos. So the whole of the last week is collected and put inside on the Shabbos. And Shabbos is Mashpia for the next week. So Shabbos draws in for the following week. So look here. We have yesterday Yom HaKippurim, and we have, in a few days' time, we have the Chag of Sukkot. Wow! What goes into this Shabbos? The Koyach in this Shabbos, the Kedusha of this Shabbos. And there are other occasions where we have, when the Yom Tov's in the middle of the week. Okay, so you've got that. But as our Maisa with Yom Kippurim, a day where there's Vizokha to Teshuvah Meirah and Sukkot Teshuvah Me'avah, Shtel Zechvor, can you imagine what the Koyach and the Kedusha of this Shabbos is? And we say we don't get it regularly. This is a Shabbos to be cherished and to be used. Gvaldika Shabbos, Muridika Shabbos. And Emma says, I'm going to keep this more for the end, the more than Azinu. How can you say it's the best, most important? But it's terrific, etc. And you can't, everything is perfect and wonderful. And there's no levels of perfection. If you're perfect, you're perfect. You can't go, if you're 100% perfect, 100% perfect. You can't go 101%. But because all the tzedus are gavaldi. But Azinu, I will tell you, Belinda, at the end, noid of oya. But let's look on the parsha, a few points in the parsha. Try and go in chronological order of the psukim. We'll try. Right. The pasuk starts off with Hazinu Hashemayim Adaber Rabbeis Ma'aretz Imri Pi. If you were aware of last week's sedra, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kisu Lochem Es Hashir Hazois. Right. Lochem, so some say it means you and Yeshua together, but anyway, write this Shira, which the Ramban says is Shira Hazinu, write this Shira, and teach it to the Bnei Yisrael. And what is the Shira Hazinu Hashemayim Adaber? So we're now reading out, we're reading the Shira that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to tell the Yidin. It was a very busy day, Moshe Rabbeinu. His last day on earth was a very busy day. To write the Chasefer Torah, what he did, and Nitzavim Hayoim, Atem Nitzavim, this was the day of his Misa, Nitzavim, he had an assembly, all Klal Yisrael came together, and then, Vayelech Moshe, then they all went home, and Moshe went, individually all the way around the Machaneh, right? And then Moshe Rabbeinu again spoke to the Bnei Yisrael in a very busy day. Physically, it would be impossible to do all that in one day, even if you don't waste a second. But Moshe Rabbeinu, okay. So, this very special day, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a message to the people. This Shira. And the Pasuk says, if you have to bear this in mind, Kisvu lechem es Shira azois, write the Shira, Belamdo, and teach it to the Bnei Yisrael, Sima b'fiyem, put it in their mouths. Mean, what does it mean, put it in their mouths? It should be their mouths. They will talk about that. You will teach them, and they now know it. But when you hear something and you've learned something, it's not in your mouth; it's in your brain. But no, Moshe Rabbeinu is to tell them sima b'fiyem. They have to chazeriba in their mouth. They have to repeat what they've learned in Hazinu. Hazinu is a massive message for Klal Yisrael. That's what Hazinu is. So the pasuk talks of Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabeiro sishma horis imrei fi. Incidentally, Shemayim, we're talking about Yira, Shemayim has a very important place. The idea of heaven has to give us a very important message in Yira Shemayim. It was interesting. We call it Yira Shemayim. What's the heaven? Yira Hashem, it should be. We always talk about as Yira Shemayim. What's the that? Yira Shemayim. It should be Yira Elikim or something. What's Yira Shemayim? So they say, this is going ahead a few weeks, isn't it? Shabbos Bereishis. But in Bereishis, the Pasuk says, Yehira Kiyah B'Soch HaMayim. So Rashi says that the water was there already, but it was shokaldik. And it remained firm, Migaras Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehira Kiyah. So the shokaldik, it stood still, and it's still today. The Shemayim is still there today. That's Kashwaka said a word, stand still, Hirokia, make a firmament, be come together and be strong, and it's still there today. 5,786 years, it's still there. Does it Yira? Yira Shemaim. You should have Yira of the Rebbeinu Shlom, like the Shemaim has Yira. Shemaim is an example of what accepting and understanding a Yira is. It's still scared. You know, you get a shock, someone shouts at me, you go, you stop still for a few seconds. Shemayim is there 5,786 years of a Garas HaKadosh Baruch. So that's Shemayim. So the Pasuk says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu told, as Rashi says earlier on, that Moshe is making Shemayim and Oretz Edim because they are everlasting. And now this is it. This is what he's doing. All this he said before, but he's saying it now to the Shemayim. Beforehand he told the Yidin, you've got to be good otherwise. And now he's saying, Shemayim, come here. You are witnesses that I am giving this message to Klal Yisrael. Okay. If you notice, the Shemayim has to listen. The two Edim have to listen to what's going on. Shemayim and Oretz. But the Torah uses different expressions. For Shemayim it says Ha'azinu. And for Oretz it says Sishma. That has to be a difference. Also, Shemayim it says Adabeira. And Oretz, he says, Imrei fi, Amira. What's the pshat, though? So Reb Moshe Sternbuch, I'm not sure if he brings it from someone, he says like this, Saremes, Shomayim, Mameit Medoch Himmel, Ruchnias, Ad Metrach Negen Ruchnias, Ha'azinu, Medav Gut Suheren. You know, you can hear something in the background, a noise, and it doesn't penetrate. Ha'azinu means concentrate on what you're hearing. That's why Ha'azinu, give ear, we use that expression in English. Give ear, what does it mean give ear? It means wipe all other items away from your mind and listen, concentrate on what you're hearing. Ha'azinu Hashemayim. Ha'meret megan ruchas digazachen. Ha'azinu. You have to give proper attention. Vadabero, onish mit soft soap. Hadabero, medav tov mitzvahs, starke. Dibur is always a starke. When you talk about gashmis, the sishma, if you told something about something, gishmak in gashmis, you hear already, you notice it. You don't have to concentrate. If you hear, you know, you won the lottery, even if it's only a whisper, you'll hear it. Yeah, the sishma horetz imre, even if it's only said in a soft way. The pasuk is showing you a message in Ruchnis Tikazach and Hazinu, and in Gashmis Tikazach and Shemaim is Ruchnis, and Oretz is Oretz, that we're down here. That's a remez in the pasuk there, how we ought to treat in our lives, items that go ahead in our lives, is how it has to be. And the pasuk goes on to say, Yarev Kamoto Likhi. Rain. Torah is like rain. Rain. Without rain, the world would continue to exist. Rain brings a bracha, it creates that we can cultivate the land. And without rain, we haven't got any growth at all. So rain, Torah is like rain. Rain brings life. Torah is life. Without Torah, there's no life. Nishkalem. However, rain isn't always a bracha. If it rains too much, I may have flooding. Serious damage and deaths as well. The flooding is very, very serious. So there's good rain and bad rain. Yeah, rain itself is an item which can be immense bracha, life itself, and it can be the reverse. It can bring death, damage, terrible destruction, and death. Torah is Torah's Chaim. But what you're doing when you're learning Torah, what you're doing, is Torah's Hashem. I remember, Rav Shiva Zech Tzadik Livrocha used to tell us, I remember him saying it more than once, the Rambam, in Bereishis Mishnayos, every now and then he says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vazol Gedenken Vem's Torah Melet. I'm not learning, it's a subject, it's very interesting, you know. An intelligent person, an intellectual person, even if he's not interested in the limud Torah, you know, to an intellectual mind, a stira in the Rambam is intellectual, it's interesting. It's Torah Hashem we're learning here. If you learn Torah Hashem, when I sit down to a Gemara, what am I doing now? I'm doing Torah Hashem. Why? Because from this I want to become an andre mensch. Then das is Torah's Chaim. Das is good. But if you're doing it because it's a subject, study a subject, I'm interested to know, and you're not prepared that the Torah will enhance your life, change you, if you're not interested that the Torah will make your way of life different, then it won't do you good. Forget. It'll make this damage worse. Somebody who learns Torah, the bigger Talmud Chacham, and it goes away, is mutav shaloi lomad. Be better off if he hadn't learned. Somebody who learns Torah, lavdavka lishma is a hechem adrega. Go out, grace a hechem adrega. I remember this is again Torah lishma. When I was a little boy, I went to visit Rosh Yeshiva. I wanted to go to Yeshiva. I was only very young. We used to daven in Manchester Yeshiva always. My father was showing me daven in Manchester Yeshiva. So I was in and out of Yeshiva. And I wanted to go to Yeshiva. I was only a small child. So Rosh Yeshiva, so I went with my mother and Shalom to Rosh Yeshiva's house to say, I'd like to go to Yeshiva. You know, it was an interesting approach, an unusual application for Yeshiva. So Rosh Yeshiva, in his wonderful way, smiled to me and he said, oh, you're only a little boy. You need to play, you know. So I said, no, Torah Lishma. Yeah, I want to say Lishma, Torah. So he smiled, he said to me, that's not nicht by Torah Lishma. Lishma, ich halt noch als dich, and that's a long time ago, ich halt noch als dich by Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma, what's his Torah Lishma? By the way, I've never seen a terrorist, a question I had in this. The Mishnah beginning of Pirkei Avos, the last Perek, only materially Lishma, Zerch Lidvarim Habe, Machshar to Elias Tzadik. Can you learn Torah Lishma before you became a Tzadik? I mean, to learn Torah Lishma, God, Torah Lishma, Machshar to Elias Tzadik, Arna of Yosha, I would think it's the other way around. Before you can reach the beginning of the Torah Lishma, Tzadik is the first step. Yet the Mishnah said, forget, basically. I don't know, I've never had a satisfactory, I've never looked into it fully, I've never had a satisfactory answer. A Torah Lishma makes you a Tzadik. I mean, if I'd not learned Torah Lishma, is that the entry? Without that, basically. Anyway. So I'm going to learn Torah, don't say Torah because we want the Torah to change my life. Then Torah is like motto, it's Gishmei Brocha, it will help you steig, it will change you, make you a better person. But if Chas V'Shalom, you're not learning Torah for that reason, you're learning Torah because it's Torah, then it'll make growth what's in you. Your Midas Roas that you've got will grow, and you'll become worse. And as we say, the Talmud Chacham, the one of the greatest Talmud Chacham, as Chas V'Shalom goes off the way, he's much worse off. He'll get mera pech because of Edgar and Torah. So Torah is like motto. There's good motto and there's harmful motto. When you come to Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Yarev Kamot Elikhi. So learning Torah, so listening to Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. Why am I learning it? It's a mitzvah limud Torah. And the Torah will make me into a mensch, into what I have to be, to an Eved Hashem. Then Torah is the good rain. Livchas v'shalom, that isn't part of your kavana. Nishposhet. Well, Ishma. Okay, yeah. But the Torah is Ishma. I'm learning Shloim Ishma because I want to reach Ishma. But a person studying it for a Torah. But a person, I'm learning Torah. I'm learning Shlishma. I can't be learning Shlishma, right? But I want to reach. I aim for it. I'm looking. That's my goal. Well, whether I get there or not, I don't know. But that's my goal. But somebody who learns Torah for the sake of I want to learn, or I want to be learned like everybody else, which is Shlishma. I want just because I want to be able to talk amongst people and they won't think I'm ignoramus. That's Shlishma. And with no intention, I'm not seeking Shlishma.
That's
Havtacha,
what I'm saying. If you learn
it with
Havtacha,
Havtacha
is Baruch
Shema,
it's Medrega already.
But it can't be if you're not aiming for that. If you're satisfied with, I'm learning Torah Shalom Shema, and I'm satisfied with that.
Okay. That's
what I always thought. Because it's there, in the back of your mind, the Lishma is there. You know it shouldn't be Lishma. I know I shouldn't be doing it like this. This is not my end goal. If your end goal is Shalom Lishma.
Because the Torah of Torah is
Havtacha,
you don't know
the
Torah.
Because you want
Lishma. How can it be Havtacha? You see Tabitha Chom in Shapira, I should go off and go off. They learn Torah, why doesn't the Torah make them better? Why doesn't the Torah change people? There are people who learn Torah and who are. I know, Tabitha Chom, Grosse Midas Rose, God. Why? Torah changes you. There must be that my end goal is, I know I shouldn't be learning Shlishma. I'm learning because Torah, Akash Bokha says I have to learn Torah and I'm going to learn Torah. And I'd like to learn Lishma, but I'm not there yet. You'll get schar because you can't be mitzvah. I don't know. It depends how bad the Shlishma is. It depends what the Shlishma is. Okay. Moving into the parsha, interesting. Reb Tzvi Ferber in Kerem HaTzvi teaches the pasuk like this. He had a difficult life in the east end of London when he was robbed there. You see, he says this through his sefer how he talks about the bar mitzvah boy comes for put some tefillin and that's it. So he says, teaching the pasuk, beautiful. Der tapuchos heimah. They are a topsy-turvy nation. So Ali Yisrael are described as a dirt tapuch, upside down, back to front. Wrong. Tapuch means hafuch, back to front. She says, Azoi. The emes is, a father has a chiyuv to bring his children, to mechanech his children, to fazog his ruchnius, to make sure he has a rebbe, to make sure he learns, to make sure he studies. A father should want his son to become a talmid chacham, to become a godly adur. That's what I want. That's all. That should be his major worry. I want my boy Tav Ruchnius. The Maisa, people, I want my son to have a good career, have a good education so he can get a good career. You're worried about his Gashmias. He should have a career to be able to earn well. The father is thinking, unfortunately, Fakir. He should be worrying about the child's future Ruchnius, and top of the list. Alright, I'm not saying we don't. Top of the list is his Gashmias, future. I'm worried for his future. His Ruchnias, do we put as much effort into the Chinuch in Torah as we do in the Chinuch of his future life? And Kinder, Dazoi. Children have a Chiyuv that when the parents are elderly and can't look themselves, they have to look after their father's Gashmias. That's their job. And the people. Not on Madrega, but on the Madrega, they look after the fathers, they say Kaddish. And they keep the outside. They're tapuchos. They're looking after the father's Ruchnius instead of looking after the father's Gashmius. They're tapuchos. the upside down world. Instead of worrying, a father worrying about his child's ruchnius, he worries about his gashmius. And instead of the children looking after the father's gashmius, they looked at his ruchnius and we'll say Kaddish and learn a Mishnah. Upside down world. One of the things Moshe Rabbeinu says, extremely difficult parsha, learning with Rashi, extremely difficult parsha. One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu says is, Tzur yelot choteshi, matishkach keil mechel alecha. Tzur yelot chot, the rock that bore you, teshi, you forgot. Matishkach, and you forgot, keil mechel alecha, the God who formed you, who created you. So it's a repetition. Yeah? So it's twice, the same thing in different words. So the most of the Dublin Maggid as follows. There was a person, unfortunately, got himself into debt all over the place. He had lots of problems. It's Nishke Gangan in his life. He borrowed money. And it came to a situation where it was unbearable. And people were pressing him for money. They were stopping him. So he came to a friend and said, well, what can I do? I said, give me an eight, sir. What can I do? So he told him, I tell him what you do. Not very honest, I may not, but you know, Masach Nishvizendik. He said, what? I borrowed money from you? No, I never did. Ah, well, I forgot all about it. I know nothing about it. Total, Scott, gone. I'm sorry, you're talking rubbish. It didn't exist. Sorry? And it worked. He called, the fellow called the money, he says, what are you talking about? No, I'm fed up with him, and he got away with it. A bit later on, he needed to borrow money. So he borrowed money from this friend. And then, later on, when the friend asked him for the money, he said, oh, I don't have any money. So he says, come on, I'm the one that taught you this trick, and you're using it on me. No, no, no. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a gewaldike matonov called shikha. A mensh nebuch lo aleinu has a tsar. It wears away. A problem, a person has a problem, and he can't cope, Rahman Islam, somebody loses a close relative, the tsar is gefährlich. But as time goes on, it wears away. Every worry, every pain, in time heals, because you forget. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave you a matana of forgetting, and you forget him. So Yelotcha Teshi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave you the koyach of Teshi. Matishkach, and you used it. You forgot the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the repetition. Don't use that against me. Again, Der Tapuchos is as follows. In Krishma, in Shema, the Pasuk of Shema, the Dalad is big. Rabosi. It's a big Dalad. And in Mishpotim, I think that's in Mishpotim, is it, Anthony? Mishpotim? Lush Yistach Vel El Acheh with a big Reish? I think it's Mishpotim. Was it Kisisa? Kisisa, okay, and Kisisa. Keil Acheh, Lush Yistach Vel El Acheh, do not bow down Le El Acheh with a Reish, Rabosi, a big Reish. So you have a big Dalet in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, and a big Reish in Lush Yistach Vel El Acheh. Why? Not to mix them up. You shouldn't do that. Klal Yisrael did do that. By the Egel, they went and they ignored HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said the Egel. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Raid. The Raid, the letters Reish and Dalet need to go down. That you've swapped them round, the race and the dalad, the Klal Yisrael have done faket. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says here, in Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, that the Der Tapucha is Hema. The Der Tapucha, they got it wrong, they mixed them up, the dalad and the race, they put them in the wrong place. Heim Kinuni Baloi Eil. The word Eil, they messed me up, they got it wrong with Kinuni Baloi Eil. Now, I've kept this for the last, because No, I am. I saw it myself. That's got to do. Very difficult to prepare this year. When was it before you to ask it? Pump yesterday in the break. I managed to put something in. There wasn't much time. Anyway, Muridik, I came across and I haven't seen it before. Sorry? Yeah, it's Azoy. The Nesivos Sholem asks three questions, three kashas on our pasha here. First of all, he asks like this. It's called Shira. Kisru Lachem Es HaShira HaZoyz. Ramban says, in the end of last week said that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to write Es HaShira HaZoyz, and that's Shira's Hazinu, right? So Shira's Hazinu. Why is it called a Shira? So talk about it. Also, Moshe is Skvaldik. Yes, it's a Shira. Ali Be'e Enulo, it's a Shira. It's a song that you dance about. Hazinu, the tamtzis of Hazinu is, Klal Yisrael, listen very carefully. If you do good, I'll stand fine. If you don't do good, it won't be good. And then it talks about history. Things happen. The Lena Mabul. But in plain English, it's like B'chol Kosai. Tomer the Tus Mitzvahs is good, and Tomer Nish, you get Pech. So, it's a repeat. What's it different than all Tzchava Oynish that's in the Psukim? A Shira? It talks about bad things that happen. Why is it a Shira? That's his question. The Ramban says it's a Shira, and this is interesting. This is for you. The Ramban says it's a Shira because we sing it in a different tune, do you? He says, I'm changing the band because they do it b'derech shir, they say it b'derech shir, and because it's written b'derech shir, and I find it much harder to learn. Like, I'm not going to get it on the right line. Depends how wide the gap is. It's so hard to get it right. But those are the Ramban. One kasha.
Sing it in a different tune because it's a shir.
We don't sing it in a different tune.
No, so we don't. So it's like,
no, Hazinu Hashem, I've been on the same trot. There's no. Oh, Yoshi Moshe, there's a song singer, Hazinu, do you hear anything at all? Nothing, because I've never heard. Yeah. It's written in the Tzura of a Shira, but we don't sing it. Anyway, okay. That's the Ramban says, two reasons. But let's have a bit more. The second kasha he asks is, Moshe Rabbeinu did what Hashem told him, and last pasuk in last week said, "Vaydaber Moshe." Moshe spoke, but ultimately called Gal Yisrael in the ears of himself as Dibra Hashira Hazoyz. He did what Hashem told him. He read out the Shira, ad tumam, till the end. Excuse me. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Go and say this to the people." Is there any habim and he wouldn't say it all? Miss out a bit of the end. Ad tumam. The pasuk said, "Ad tumam to the end." He did it. He did it to the end. You know, he's not going to stop in the middle. Why does the pasuk have to say ad tumam? That's the Tzveita Kasha. The Dritta Kasha is like this. You see from Sifrin, and you see Bechalav from the Pesukim, this seems to be something very, very special. When it says, Kisvul Chemes Hashira Hazois, Poshe Pshat in the Pesuk is, the Gemara leans out, we learn out from here, Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. But Poshe Pshat in Pesuk is, write this Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu on his last day of his life is to write Shiras Hazinu and to tell the people Shiras Hazinu. What is Hazinu? So big. The Sifri says that Yeshba Mashava, Yeshba La Osid, Yeshba La Mazer, Yeshba La Bo. It's a big thing, this Shira. And even when we learn the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, why do you say Sashira Hazois? I think the Chinuch says, write the Sefer Torah, which has in it this Shira. So they say that this Shira is something very big. What's so big about this Shira? So he answers with the Ramban. Muridik Ramban. The words of the Ramban are, the Ramban says like this. The Pasuk goes through history, past and future at the time there, and it, towards the end, it talks about the goyim was stupid, lu chochmu yavinu yaskiru zois, right? And these things, yodin Hashem amoy, v'alavodav yisnechom, Hashem will see the sorrows for the Yidin and put them better, right? Re'u ato eni Hashem. And then, in the last passage it says, haninu goyim amoy. Goyim will sing and praise the Yidin. Ki dam avodav yichem, because Hashem will avenge the blood of the enemy, of the goyim. And the enemy, the, avenge the blood of the Yidin. So at the end of the pasuk tells us that the Ribono Shel Olam sort things out. So the Ramban, what's that talking about? So the Ramban, וזה דובר ברור כי על הגאולה הסידו יבטיח. This is talking about the גאולה הסידו. Because you can't say Binyan Bayis Sheni that this is when the Yidden went into Golos, because it talks about going into Golos, and then they come out of the Golos, right? And this is, it can't be that, because Bayis Sheni, the Yidden were not great. Lo haninu goyim amoy. The goyim didn't praise the Yidden. Lo agu aleim. They mocked them because the Yehudim ha'omalolim oisim ha'gudoleim. The groyser mentioned were avodim heichal melech bovel. The groyser the gudole of Yisrael were avodim. So Bayis Sheni. We had a new bias, but it wasn't a situation where people respected Klali, so they were downtrodden. Elo, it's not talking about that ke'ula. Vehine, and another muridika he'ora he comes out with. Eim b'shira hazois tanai b'tshuva va'avoida. In this shira, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises a ke'ula, shteit gornisht a tanai. Previously, if you keep Torah, then you get mitzvahs, then you get schar. And if you don't, there's a tanai. In Nitzavim Vayelech, it's taken the posse, when you get pech, you do tshuva, then things will be good. Don't stay garnished about doing tshuva. Stay garnished. It just tells you that the Ribbono Shel Olam will come along and bring a geula and destroy the goyim. So it says it's only shtar edus. All this shiros hazinu is a shtar of edus. Shena sehoraos, the yidden will do bat. Venuchal, and it will happen. Batting will happen. Veshevis barach yasabana betochoch eschema. Nebuchadnezzar will give us goyse pech. Avoloi yashbis zichreinu, but he won't destroy our remembrance. VeYoshuv, the Rebbeinu Shloim will return. VeYisnachem and comfort us. VeYipora minari oivim. VeBecharboy beHakoshav hagdol beHachazoka. VeYichaper al chazaseinu leman shemoi. Im Kain, Hashira Hazois Habtocha Muvoeres. This Shira is an absolute watertight, 100% guarantee, Bigola Hoasido. Even if Klal Yisrael don't do Teshuvah, the Haninu Goim Amoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Goim will get patched and they will realize Klal Yisrael Am Hashem. That will be Bigola Hoasido without anything on our part. Ain't Bashira says tonight, but Shuva Abavoida. We don't need to do anything. The Rebbe Shalom guarantees the Geula for Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Shalom, isn't that a Shira? Isn't that a Muzdika song? And isn't that the most important chilek to have a Muna in Mashiach? That's why Hashkisvah Hashira Hazois, write this Shira, Belamdos Bnei Yisrael, Sima Bevihem. The Chura, I always had the question, who state? You have to have a Munah in Mashiach. Who state? No state. Sima b'fiem. Clearly you still have to have a Munah Shalim as a gate than a Geula, irrespective of what's what. The person can decide, we're supposed to try and do what we can, but it's not dependent on what we do. Aim, b'shira, azois, tanai, b'tshuva, v'avoida. So I was just thinking, just a minute, I spent all day yesterday, Klogenzach, working very hard, davening, doing teshuva, and fasting, because I want, you don't need to. You can get it, for now. Yeah. But Lechora, the Teretz is, somebody asked me this, and I think the answer is, Klal Yisrael will always remain. But will the individual be there? For me, I need Yom Kippur, I need the Avodah, I need the Avodah, Yom Kippur, I need tonight, B'tshuva V'Avodah. But Klal Yisrael has a watertight guarantee that the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring the goal on. That's why it says, Atumam. They had three kashas. One kasha was, why is it such a big deal? We said, why it's a big deal. Why is it Shira? Glad it's a Shira. Nothing better, nothing more to sing about than, nothing greater to sing about than this. And where does it say, the Shtikala? The last pasuk, Haninu Goim, the last pasuk of the Shira, Haninu Goim, Amoy Kidam Avod of Yikoim, Yonokim, Yoshim, Lesol, Bechibel, Ad Mosai Amoy, the Mishlom, Give Kaporo, that's the last puzzle. So by Dabe Moshe, Dibbe Hashir, Azuz, the host of Menezel, Atumam. Tom. He told them the last pasuk, because the last pasuk is the ikka, which gives us the guarantee. I said, "The Mizan Agvola Shleima b'Meheira v'Yamin."
I'm just looking at Rabbi Shiva and Shlokas.
Yeah,
a shepherd and a gangster. And why did they learn Torah? Because they wanted to, you know why? Yeah.